Universidad de San Francisco, en California. Nuestro ponente se llama Ken Yoshika. Él es especialista en la parte de colaboración y sobre todo las implementaciones. Hicieron ellos una implementación de videoconferencia utilizando servicios de nube. Este es ahorita lo que vamos a mostrar. Un segundo. Hola. ¿Me escuchas? ¿Aló?
Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Great. Could you please start your presentation? Wait a second.
All right. Buenas tardes, Yucatán. My name is Ken Yoshioka, and I'm the mobile training specialist here at the University of San Francisco. And I've been working here for about 16 years, and what I do is I handle training and development for faculty, staff, and students in pretty much both. Am I still on? Am I still good to go, Eduardo?
Yes.
Okay. So what I do is I do training and development for the faculty, staff, and students. And what I wanted to talk about today is our transition to Zoom. Now, we have always wanted a web conferencing tool that was portable, that was not tied to any locations, but you could take any laptop and start a web conferencing session. We started out with Adobe Connect as our main tool at the university, but we found issues with browser compatibility, how audio was. So we took a look at Zoom and found it a much better solution. We actually did a pilot with WebEx, GoToMeeting, Adobe Connect, BlueJeans, and Zoom. They found Zoom to be just a much more stable product. One, it doesn't depend on the browser. There's an application that's installed on a Windows machine, on a Mac, on an iPhone, on an Android device. All of them have apps that you could connect and host a meeting or join a meeting. It just made it much, much simpler to use. It just has great functionality. I think the video quality is much better than what we had in Adobe Connect. Just being able to have better video and audio connectivity was a real plus. So that's what kind of drove us to having a cloud type of service, just having it portable and flexible for us. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about were, the challenges. So we, in terms of, deploying this type of service, I think really the only challenge for us in deploying Zoom was the training. We have a site license, so everybody who's at the university gets an account. But there's a little process to doing that. So we do training for it. Anybody who wants an account, we provide training. But I found that wasn't enough, so I created a document, a quick start guide, to help people activate their account, download the client, and sign in for the first time. And I found that the more that people knew about getting started, it just made using it much, much simpler. And I think that was the main challenge. The other parts of it, like just using it, I think it's very intuitive. We had some documentation written up just for the basic functionality, and that usually got people going. It was just that simple. We didn't have to worry about any web plugins, Java, Flash, Silverlight, anything like that. It was all self-contained in the application. So those are the challenges. Training. Now, there is one function on it that we really liked, especially the academic community, and it was called the breakout rooms. So someone could host a session, and say if there was a session with it was like an online class, and you wanted to have all 15, 20 of your graduate students in the meeting, but you wanted to break it up into small groups, you could. And so the host could select manually all the different students are going to be going into the groups, twos or threes, however many you wanted, or do it randomly. And each group would be separate. And then the host, the instructor, could enter each breakout room and discuss the those smaller group topics. And then they can come all back together again for a final discussion. So we found a lot of faculty, you know, found that very, very helpful in terms of really creating discussion, creating engagement for their students, especially online. So the breakout sessions. Now, the feeling for the university, we're really promoting this hard. And so for the academic community, for the business community, in this case, our administration, so there are a lot of meetings that happen on campus where people can't make it. We're really promoting this as a way to be there without having to be there in person, to be a part of those meetings, a part of those classrooms. We're also kind of pushing the boundaries of its use, not only for just attending meetings, but also to facilitate like live events or, you know, large meetings. We even had students utilize it to record presentations, to have it as a recorded file or recorded session, and they can just send that link to their instructor so they can have it evaluated. I mean, those are the main things I wanted to just kind of show about, well, how we feel about Zoom. It's flexible. I think it has a lot of potential beyond just the basic video conferencing. And, you know, my job here with Zoom is to really expand its functionality, expand the possibilities. And it's been very, very exciting for me to learn myself some of these, you know, just like pushing the boundaries of web conferencing. So I just wanted to stop right there and just give you a taste of what this tool does. And I want to see if there were any questions you had for me regarding Zoom.
Okay, thank you very much, Ken.
¿Alguna pregunta, José Luis, de aquel lado?
Okay, no sé si alguien de aquí del auditorio tenga alguna pregunta. Bueno, básicamente la herramienta que está mostrando aquí el profesor Ken es una que se llama Zoom. No sé si ustedes tengan alguna pregunta del uso de los servicios de video en la universidad, por ejemplo, en este caso en la Universidad de San Francisco. Adelante, la podemos aquí hacer. Ok, muy bien. Eduardo, gracias. No questions, doctor Ken. Thank you very much. We appreciate your participation. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Gracias, Eduardo.